This is Jay Sekulow, a victory for the National Day of Prayer, and an update on the situation with the student, school censorship, and the school's first response.
You hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling.
In my first day of my philosophy class, the same thing happened to me. My professor basically said, there is no God. If you believe in God, you have to admit that your belief is unfounded.
I have answered every discussion thread. I've completed every assignment. I've participated in every discussion.
It's just quite, frustrating to think that she could possibly lose accreditation because of, what these people are requiring.
I let it be known that I have the knowledge of all the material that he's covered. That's not enough for him.
There's not a red-blooded Christian alive. Their blood just doesn't boil over this stuff.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were supposed to bow down and they refused to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace,
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're going to give you an update on Gina's case in just one moment. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of work going on at the American Center for Law and Justice. Supreme Court briefs being worked on. The Gina case involving this student, college student in New York. And you know the situation if you've been listening over the last part of the week, last week and the beginning of this week. A student basically being told that if you can't at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, you don't get to enter into a dialogue, and actually gets much worse. We'll get into that in a moment. But we've had also a good victory on a National Day of Prayer event. I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, the National Day of Prayer, May 1st. Jordan, we've got a victory there. We sent a demand letter and got a good result.
That's right. This is in out of Pennsylvania in Westmoreland County, specifically in Irwin, where a church just outside of the county wanted to use one of the recreational parks for the National Day of Prayer service on May 1st to have their service. They expect about 200 people to come. When they first asked to reserve a spot at the park, they were told no by county officials, and they contacted the ACLJ. We sent a demand letter, and immediately the county changed its position. Interesting here, too, was the divide within the city council there, of the borough, where the solicitor, the head attorney for the county, had told orally on videotape that to not allow religious activities ever at these parks. The other councilman then challenged their solicitor there, said, we've got video of you saying this, so you can't back off from the first denial of this, but we've resolved this issue, Dad, which is a great move for this church, which is expecting over 200 people to attend their service on May 1st.
Good victory for the National Day of Prayer. Good victory for religious freedom. We're very pleased that we're able to get a quick resolution. Now, listen, we want to hear from college students today or parents of college students, especially since we've been getting a number of contacts. We got another contact, two of them yesterday. One came in, of course, we mentioned from Colorado. We received another one that we're just now investigating. College students being put in an awful situation where their faith is being challenged. And in Gina's case and a number of these other students, it's more than just the predicate of you must at least acknowledge that the possibility that God does not exist. It actually got much, much, much worse. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. The level of outrage here is huge. We've got the first response from the school district. Not surprising after they got a 12-page legal memorandum, a brief that we sent in. This was our demand letter. They want some additional time. They're meeting with the faculty. They're meeting with the head of the department. They're meeting with the professor. It's moving in the right direction. But again, folks, we want to hear from you. What about if this was your child? What about you college students? 1-800-684-3110 being discriminated for this. And Jordan, it went much deeper than just that first thing we saw was the predicate that if you want to participate in the dialectic dialogue, you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. But it got much worse as we got more information on the situation.
It did. It got to the point where the teacher was not only saying that you have to acknowledge that God doesn't exist, but threatening the student with a failure. Then we got more information. We learned that for the final assignment in the class, the teacher said you could get full credit, the full 13 points available for the final assignment by just writing, there is no free will, I have no free will, and signing your name to it. We heard this from Gina during the break in one of the broadcasts right before we went on air with her, and she told us about this other part of the story. So that the violations here are overwhelming. The stories that we hear from other students across the country, it's good to know that they're calling us and contacting us, but we know for every one of these students that actually calls, hundreds are being affected like this every single day.
We're making this a national project at the American Center for Law and Justice. We're going to stand up with this, our college students so that they will fight back and fight back hard, but we need your help. We've got a national petition of protest. It's going to this university, and it's going to go to others as well. You need to add your name to it. 877-989-2255. Standing up for these young people. 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard today.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how right. I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina, hang tough in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At aclj.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org.
This is my right, a right given by God.
You hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling.
Well, we're there to fight for, and we got the first response from the school district. Not surprisingly, after getting a voluminous legal memorandum, they are saying we are evaluating it immediately. They're meeting with their head of the department and the professor, so we will keep everyone engaged on this. But you heard it from Gina's own voice there. Their feeling of intimidation is huge. For these students to speak out, it takes a lot. We want to hear from college students around the country, 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are open. Again, you need to make sure that we stand with these young people. If you haven't done so, we've got a national petition of protest that's letting these college professors know that these Christian students not only have legal backup, but they got the backup of the American people, tens of thousands of them. So Jordan's going to give you the number. Call our toll-free number right now. Add your name to this. Then we're going to go right to our phones.
877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Let's go right to the phones. David's calling from Florida on line 3. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Great. You're listening to your radio. You got to turn that down while you're talking to us.
I'm sorry about that. Well,
okay, go ahead.
I go to St. Petersburg College in Florida. I live around that area. And for me, as one of many outspoken college students, this is the audacity people have to just go and say these things to college students, to me, is incredible. But I guess that's what you can expect in the modern day with the degradation of the constitutional rights and such. I'm just dumbstruck. This hits me because I'm one of a few religious people I know at my school. And if someone were to do this to me, my entire family would go up in arms. We're all very religious. I just can't imagine something like this happening.
Let me play you something here, David. You'll appreciate this. This is Soundbite 6. This is from Gina just the other day talking about answering. She did all of the work on the internet postings, but listen to what she said.
I have answered every discussion thread. I've completed every assignment. I've participated in every discussion. I let it be known that I have the knowledge of all the material that he's covered. That's not enough for him.
This tells you the nature of the animosity here. It is huge. It is palpable. And it's not going away. But I want to say this also. We're working very, very hard on this. We've got the letter is out. The school district has received it. I think we posted to the website the actual demand letter. And if we don't have it up, then I'll make sure we do. It's very strong. And it gives you the details of what this professor said. And Jordan, the details were, the more we got, the more outrageous this became.
That's right. Saying that she had to say that she had no free will to get full credit on the point. You have to post that online. The teacher saying that she was closed-minded, illogical. The information that we get from all these students, Dad, is unbelievably shocking. And to understand that these are 18-year-olds put in this situation, usually in introductory classes, here it was philosophy, we've heard from a student now in Colorado, in an English class where the same kind of arguments were used. Anytime these students say, hey, I will learn your material, I will learn about the way other people think and their opinions, but I'm not going to say that those opinions are right. This professor said that to actually know something, you have to believe it, or at least believe that it could be true. If that is right, Dad, and we've drawn down this argument before, but it's logically makes sense. If that's true, to understand Hitler, you have to become a Nazi. In order to understand communism, you have to follow Karl Marx. I mean, the logical framework here doesn't make any sense that these professors put forward, but it's not about thinking in these classes. These are professors who just want their opinion across. When you look at this guy's personal writings, his attacks on God, his attacks on all, quote, what he called, you know, monotheist, those are his attacks. His writings, his academic writings are always about that.
Yeah, so he's not making any apologies here, but again, the ACLJ taking direct action. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We want to hear from you. Who's next?
Let's go right back to the phones. Becky's calling from Florida on line 6. Becky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I just want to say I am a college student at Florida State University, and that this is just a complete outrage, but at the same time, I understand that almost every one of my classes, it is basically Christianity is taught against. Even
so, let me ask you about this, Becky, because this is important. You're saying in a lot of the classes that you have at FSU, your faith or Christianity generally is talked in a negative context by the professors.
Yes.
What can give me an example? Is it general statements, or are they very specific, like in a history class or philosophy class?
They can be very specific or general. For example, I took Intro to Old Testament and Intro to New Testament.
Okay.
Now, especially in the New Testament class, that class was taught from an atheist point of view. Other resources, other gospels, other books that were not put into the Bible were used to kind of discredit everything.
So it was did the professor acknowledge it up front that he was an atheist?
Yeah, I mean, she spoke about how she studied Greek, what her doctor, you know, she was working on her PhD about these lost books of the Bible, and kind of like along the lines of the Da Vinci Code kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's general skepticism.
Right.
Yeah, you know, this is common. We're finding, I'm glad you called, Becky, and listen, if you have problems in a particular class, know that that's exactly why we're here. So you keep hanging in there, but again, we are standing up with college students around the country. This is a national project for us. We're hopeful we want to get Gina's case resolved this week, but the American people, and we have a big listening audience, needs to hear from people like you, and Becky, we're glad you called. Don't be intimidated about your faith. Don't back down. But you think in a New Testament course, you know, it's interesting, though, the attack on the New Testament more than the Old Testament, although they'll do both, and that's because they think Christianity is an easier target for suppression. And, Jordan, we've checked into this, and this, unfortunately, is the trend.
It is a trend, and what we've now heard is we're hearing every day from college students like Becky, who just called in, with reports of the same activity in their classroom. But sometimes it comes to a head where the student just can't take it anymore. It wasn't just one situation in class, but it was a constant harassment. That's what happened to Gina in her situation. That's what happened to the student in Colorado who said, you know what, I'm going to take a stand. I'm not going to just put up with this for a few months. I can't take this threat of being failed in class when I'm a 3.9 GPA student. That means basically a straight A student in school, and they're threatening to fail me because I won't say that there may not be a God. I won't say that there is no free will, so I can't get the full credit on that last assignment. But Dad, that's what these professors, that's the situations that the schools are allowing to develop. So much of the time we've heard that the students have asked someone at the school, and the schools just blow them off completely.
You know what it is here? They're trying to tear down these young people. These are young adults. They're college students. They're trying to tear down their faith. In other words, they build up their own, the professor builds up their own credibility, so to speak, and then tears down their faith. That's the goal here. But if you're outraged like this at this, as we certainly are, and if you want to take action, there's something you could do. We have a national petition to protest. Can you imagine when we get that second call, which we will by the end of the week, from that college? in New York, and we let them know that we're up to 25,000 or 30,000 signatures on a petition that we're going to deliver to the college saying we're standing with these students, we're not going to tolerate this, we've got our lawyers working on this situation. You, as members of the American Center for Law and Justice, and those of you that are just listening to the broadcast, need to have your voice heard. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. We have a lot of calls coming in. Let's get right back to it.
Eric's calling from California on line 3. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. I'm just so outraged. I mean, it's like they're bashing Christianity and the educational system. You know, what are they going to start locking up Christians, you know, because of what they believe? And if
they're just going to fail them. I mean, here's the idea. You just fail them. You got a 3.9 grade point average student and you give her a D. This way you impact their entire academic career. So they may not put them in jail, but they're going to try to fail them. I mean, that's kind of the goal here. And that's why we've got to react as strongly as we are. Eric, I'm outraged, too. That's why we've got lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice working on it.
Judy's calling from Ohio on line 6. Judy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Judy.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was listening to the conversation over the radio, and I think it's a disgrace for the people, the college people, to hire atheists to teach the college student, because they know it's going to be a problem from the beginning.
How about atheists hired to teach the religion courses? Which, by the way, my youngest son, Jordan's brother Logan, had a similar experience with a professor at a school he went to. Now, he wasn't hostile, but he was an atheist or pretty much agnostic. I mean, and they're teaching religion courses. I've always wondered, why is it that an atheist is in the religious department of a university in the first place? I mean, it doesn't give you kind of a worldview bias, but that's exactly what these students are facing. So there you have it. Judy, we appreciate your call, and we agree with you in the disgust and aggravation on the situation. Let's try to get one more call before the break.
Jeff's calling from Kansas on line 4. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeff. Very quickly, please.
Yes, I can understand a teacher saying, sign this, I don't believe in God, or Jesus is not my Savior. Please explain what it means to say, I have no free will, or I do have free will. I don't understand that, please.
Well, okay, no. One of the tenets of Christianity is that that God gave each of us a free will. We make choices. He doesn't command that we obey him. He allows us to obey him. By his grace, we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So free will is a key tenet of the Christian faith. And that is this idea that we're not pre-programmed and pre-set out. In other words, we do have free will. We make choices, including choices regarding our relationship with God. This professor was trying to say, you have no free will. This is just, you got to do what happens and that's it, and God plays no role. And of course, putting your name on this and having it posted on the internet is the outrage here. So that's why it was more than just the situation. And the beginning situation was, if you're going to participate in the dialectic dialogue, you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, which for a Christian, they're not going to do. She would not bow down, as she said, and we're going to stand up with her. Again, everybody, as we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones right now. You're hearing from students around the country. Folks, they need your help, and we need to stand with them. 877-989-2255, adding your name to this petition of protest to these colleges. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refused to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina hangs up in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
He will give you full credit for the last module if you state your name and say that I am not free, I believe in determinism. He said if you make that claim, he'll give you the whole entire points for the module and you can continue to believe whatever you want. But he wants you to make that claim.
And he wants you to make that claim in writing, by the way. Here's a statement from the professor to Gina. You are a level one thinker and appear to be content, but you will not be the one to solve the problems the 7 billion people in the world are facing. Your level one thinking allows you to be comfortable thinking that you have the answers when, in fact, you do not even know the question. This is somebody wrote to her. Now, Gina is a tough college student. She wrote back. She said, I am not choosing not to develop my critical thinking. In fact, I'm sure that I have. I am choosing not to alter my religious convictions. There is a difference. And folks, we want to stand with Gina, stand with these other students. You go to your phones right now. If you haven't signed on this national petition, which, by the way, over, I think, 15 or 18,000 already have, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org, and we do have that letter posted to the website. So some good information there. Let's go to Robin in California on line 4. Hi, Robin.
Yes, Jay. Everything that you're sharing happened to me even way back. I'm 53. I attended University of Missouri School of Religion, and in the New Testament classes, they were just misrepresenting the character of God as a vindictive, destructive God.
And this was in the religion class. This was in the religion class.
And the four authorships of the Torah rather than Moses, of course. And students were very... they didn't know to challenge it. And I was a new Christian trying to learn at the time. I had nude models in art class that would just come up and stand right next to me. I didn't know enough to challenge it at that point, to just say, I didn't know what I was getting into, you know?
Sure, but now the good news is here, Robin, and you're not that old, by the way. You're about my age, so we're mature in our understandings, but we realize also that, and I didn't have this experience where I went to school. There was no hostility. In fact, the opposite, I came to faith through my college campus. I mean, God used people at my college campus. But here's the situation. I think we have to be realistic here. It's become a much more hostile environment for these students now. It's a whole different ballgame, and that's what we have to be aware of. It's a different situation, and they are having a much more difficult time. But, Robin, we appreciate your call, and I appreciate the fact that you're telling us, and people are telling us, that this is happening in the religion departments in these schools, which gives you a hint as to what's going on here. Let's go to Vic, who's calling from Colorado on line 3. Hi, Vic.
Hi, Jay. First of all, I wanted to say I just signed your petition about 5 minutes ago. Awesome.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
also,
that.
I wanted to share with you how I and some friends out here in the Denver metro area are getting the word out. I drive a delivery truck, and we're monitoring your show as well as other Christian broadcasts, and then we take what we learn and we share it with various churches and youth groups around the city here. And also, we're using our dollar to vote in society. American Right to Life out here is sponsoring an event this weekend to go see Ben Stein's new movie.
Yeah, Expelled. Boy, what a great timing for that movie, which is a great movie that's out in a lot of campuses around the country. It's very controversial, but controversial in a good way. Vic, listen, I want to tell you something. I appreciate you getting the word out. And by the way, Vic, we've heard from college students in Colorado. I don't know, where are you in Colorado? What portion of the state?
Denver metro area.
I think these were from outside of Colorado Springs. So these were students in a college there that have contacted us. We're doing the research on that now, so we wanted to let you know that. But thanks for getting the word out. It means a lot. Makes a big difference. Brad's calling from Ohio on line 5. Hi, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How can we help you today?
I was saying that she should, when they say to deny there's a God or deny that you have no free will.
Well, yeah, it's both. They have to deny that there's no free will, and you have to state the possibility that God does not exist.
Yeah, well, to deny there's no free will, she should not do that, and that would show free will. And anybody that said there was no free will, then they would get it wrong.
Well, she's doing, let me tell you this, Brad, she is doing that. I mean, she's not, she called us and we're going to work for her. We've sent out, it's posted at ACLJ.org. We posted out a very thorough legal memorandum. It's up. The school district received it. They called, as I told you they would yesterday, folks. They called like a clock because we gave them no Monday. They said they're reviewing everything. They're meeting with the professor. That's why this week is critical. Again, this is the critical week to add your name to this petition, because when they call back Friday, we're going to give them the first response on this. And I would like to tell them that there are close to 40,000 people that have signed on. So again, the National Petition of Protest, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Luke, who's calling from Montana on line two. Hi, Luke.
Hello, Jay. I heard on the news that there's a Minnesota public school that's entirely devoted to instructing Islamic fundamentalism.
Yes, paid for by tax dollars, actually. Could you imagine if they did that in a predominantly Christian community, the lawsuits that would be filed? But yes, we're checking the facts of that out, by the way, Luke. But it appears that that is exactly the case. Now, that's supposed to be an accommodation to the sincerely held religious beliefs, but it sounds like they're indoctrinating religious expression. We're getting to the bottom of that, and we're looking at that right now. Let's go to Anna calling from California on line six. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I went to a community college a few years back, and I actually had a professor in a social problems class who made the comment that Christians were the biggest social problem we had in our country, and they should all be shot.
Well, that's more extreme than this professor, but the social problem issue, he said that. He told Gina she's a level one thinker, and she would not be able to solve the problems of the 7 billion people of the world. In fact, he said, you won't even know what the problems are. By the way, posted all this, of course, to the websites. This is how they do it on these classes now. And I just think it's outrageous. Now, I will tell you this. Gina knows the material. She has a 3.9 grade average, and we're hearing from other college students, too. Your situation, Anna, unfortunately, not that unique. This is kind of the difficulty that we're seeing that students have right now, and it's serious. But we're taking it seriously, and we're getting results. And I'm glad we're hearing from students and those that were in college all over the country, especially those taking religion courses where they have this kind of negative input. Let's go to Nort calling from Texas on line one. Hi, Nort.
Hello, Mr. Jay. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
Sir, I'm trying to put a monument of the Ten Commandments on all the courthouse in the state of Texas. There's 253 of them. I have a lot of...
And that depends on, by the way, the policies. The Supreme Court has said that there's not an Establishment Clause problem. In other words, no church-state separation problem by putting a Ten Commandments monument up in a courthouse area or a public park. The issue is whether that area has been open for the erection of permanent monuments, which is a different legal question. That's a free speech question under the First Amendment. There's not an Establishment Clause problem in light of the Supreme Court's decision in the Van Orden case, which, by the way, came out of Texas last year. So you should be okay there on that standpoint. Let me try to get one more call in. Eric is calling from Florida on line four. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Jay. I was just trying to figure out the balance between two different aspects of when Christians are persecuted. Between, we know that Paul made his case as a Roman citizen when he was persecuted in one way, and then other times you see him, make claims, consider it joy when you are, united with the sufferings of Christ.
But you got to remember that Paul also demanded his rights as a citizen of Rome when they were trying to sneak him out of the back of the jail. And he demanded his rights as a citizen of Rome, and he got them. And that's what we're doing for Gina and these other college students. The other student we're looking at right now, actually, I mentioned this, is Pikes Peak Community College in Colorado Springs. So that's one of the colleges we're looking at, too. But these students have the right to utilize their First Amendment liberties and their freedom of expression and their academic freedom on that campus without running this kind of interference. By the way, the Israel trip booking very, very quickly. If you want to go with us, we're leaving on the 10th of June, 17th of June, 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 for the Israel trip. Now, if you want to stand with these students who have been contacting us, as you're hearing on the radio broadcast, whether it's a religion class, philosophy class, introduction to history class, we're hearing from students all over the country, and it's because of your support to the ACLJ and standing with us that we're able to get results. We won that case for the National Day of Prayer. That was good news. We got the judge confirmed to the Fifth Circuit. Now we want to see a victory for Gina and these other students, but we need your help. This has been outrageous. Can you imagine your student coming home and saying, if you deny God or the possibility that God exists, then you can participate in the class? You should be outraged. Go to your phones right now. Add your name to the National Petition of Outrage, Petition of Protest, 877-989-2255. That number again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.